Hi, this week the question is, does the Bible really teach the concept of forgive and forget? Is it truly possible to forget what others have done to you? Now, you're probably familiar with the old expression, forgive and forget. This is a very popular notion, and it's believed by many that this is a doctrine taught in the Bible. There are some passages in the Old Testament which say something to the effect that God sort of forgets about the sins of some people who've decided to change their ways and start over. For example, in Jeremiah 31, verse 34, God said, "I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." When this passage says that God will remember no more, it does not mean that God literally forgets something. He cannot literally forget. He's omniscient. This means He knows everything. And so He certainly knows when He has forgiven someone, and He certainly remembers what it was that He had to forgive. But when this passage says He remembers no more, this is an accommodative way of saying that He does not remember that sin as something that must still be punished. That is, He no longer looks upon that sin as though it were an unpaid debt that still must be paid or collected. To illustrate, when a store owner marks a bill as paid, he no longer remembers it as a debt that must be collected. This store owner remembers the bill in the sense that he can recall there used to be a debt, but he does not remember it in the sense of needing to seek out this customer and collect some money. Even so, God can recall all things that we may have done that were wrong. But when He forgives us, He does not remember those sins as debts which must be collected upon. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 23 through 30, Jesus told a parable about a king who forgave his servant. This king represents God who forgives us. But this servant proved himself unworthy of forgiveness. He refused to forgive his own fellow servant when asked to do so. Now listen to what the king says to this unforgiving servant in Matthew 18, verse 32. "Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you?' And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers till he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." Now listen to this. The king in this story remembered the debt that he had forgiven. When the unworthy servant refused to forgive others, the king remembered the debt that he had forgiven. In other words, the king never really forgot the debt which he forgave. He forgot about it only in the sense that he decided not to consider the debt as something that must be collected. However, when the servant proved his unworthiness, the king remembered the debt. That is, he once again considered the debt as collectible, as being due. And verse 35 says, this is exactly how God treats us and forgives us. Now, all of this is important for us to remember when it comes to our forgiving others. We cannot literally forget what others have done to us, especially if someone's done something extremely hurtful to us. Yet many people are made to feel guilty because they just can't literally forget what somebody has done. Here are two things that you need to remember. First, God does not ask us to forgive people who don't ask for forgiveness, nor does He ask us to forgive people who refuse to repent. Repentance and confession are both required before we are obligated to forgive somebody. Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4. Second, when we do forgive others, it does not mean that we can literally forget about what happened. It simply means that we do not remember or consider their transgression as if it were an unpaid debt that must still be collected. We, so to speak, write canceled on their debt and decide not to seek any revenge upon them for what they did. Reuben Shelley wrote the following words many, many years ago. He said, quote, "Stop laboring under the false impression that you have not truly forgiven someone until you can forget all about the event involved. That day will probably never come. But by the grace of God, you can find the strength to forgive another by releasing him or her from the right or intention to punish or get even for what has happened. Even when something triggers the memory of that incident, you refuse to dwell on it and look for some way to get even." He continues to say, "The painful memory of a sinful deed may last a lifetime, even though one tries to push it out of mind. The beauty of forgiveness is in one's willingness to forego revenge in the face of such a recollection. Only God could have taught us the meaning of such an action. Only He could have made it possible for us to exercise forgiveness with one another," end quote. And that's a very good quotation. And the point is, you're not unspiritual just because you can recall deeds from the past. The problem arises only if you forgive and then go back on it. You remember the deed as something that still needs punishment. That's when you've done wrong. This is where 1 Corinthians 13 verse 5 comes into play. There, the scriptures say that true love does not keep record of wrongs. In other words, once a truly loving person forgives someone, he does not recall that sin later and remember it as a debt needing collection. I hope that this short study has been useful in helping you to see what true Bible forgiveness is all about. Thank you for listening to this message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.